Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The anti-God forces have been preparing their assault. They're beavering away like termites in the walls of humanity. But now they're emerged. Now there's not going to be any more sneaking around, folks. All the party time is over. The games are over now. And President Trump came out yesterday. We got more of it coming up with lawyers and others here in studio, and said, I'm going after big tech. Well, are there really cases to do that? Yes, there are. And yes, this is not a toothless attack. And we finally wake up to how far the scam and the abuse of big tech has gone. But first, there's President Trump yesterday signing the executive order in his first statements.
The choices that Twitter makes when it chooses to suppress, edit, blacklist, shadow, ban, are editorial decisions, pure and simple. They're editorial decisions. In those moments, Twitter ceases to be a neutral public platform and they become an editor with a viewpoint. And I think we can say that about others also, whether you're looking at Google, whether you're looking at Facebook, and perhaps others. One egregious example is when they try to silence views that they disagree with by selectively applying a fact check. What they choose to fact check and what they choose to ignore or even promote is nothing more than a political activism group or political activism. And it's inappropriate. You look at what's happened. You look at where they're going, where they're coming from. I think you all see it yourselves. This censorship and bias is a threat to freedom itself. Imagine if your phone company silenced or edited your conversation. Social media companies have vastly more power and more reach than any phone company in the United States. More reach, actually, than your newspapers, by far. More reach than a lot of your traditional forms of communication. Therefore, today I'm signing an executive order to protect and uphold the free speech and rights of the American people. Currently, social media giants like Twitter receive an unprecedented liability shield based on the theory that they're a neutral platform, which they are not, an editor with a viewpoint. My executive order calls for new regulations under Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act to make it that social media companies that engage in censoring or any political conduct will not be able to keep their liability shield. That's a big deal. They have a shield. They can do what they want. They have a shield. They're not going to have that shield. My executive order further instructs the Federal Trade Commission, FTC, to prohibit social media companies from engaging in any deceptive acts or practices affecting commerce. This authority resides in Section 5 of the Federal Trade Commission Act. I think you know it pretty well. Most of you know it very well. I would think you know it quite well, right? Additionally, I'm directing the Attorney General to work cooperatively with the states. He's going to be working very much and very closely in cooperation with the states to enforce their own laws against such deceptive business practices. The states have broad and powerful authority to regulate in this arena, and they'll be doing it also, and we encourage them to do it if they see exactly as we've been seeing. It's what they're doing is tantamount to monopoly, you can say. It's tantamount to taking over the airwaves. Can't let it happen. Otherwise, we're not going to have a democracy. We're not going to have anything to do with a republic. Finally, I'm directing my administration to develop policies and procedures to ensure taxpayer dollars are not going in any social media company that repress free speech. The government spends billions of dollars on giving them money. They're rich enough, so we're going to be doing none of it or very little of it. As president, I'll not allow the American people to be bullied by these giant corporations. Many people have wanted this to be done by presidents for a long time. And now we're doing it, and I'm sure they'll be doing a lawsuit, and I'm also sure that we're going to be going for legislation in addition to this, and the legislation will start immediately. And I tell you, I've been called by Democrats that want to do this, and so I think you could possibly have a bipartisan situation, but
we're living in insanely dangerous times, and I've told folks going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse. And now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States. And it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it. But with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the time to get storable foods because they'll last for 25 years. They're easily totable bags. It's high quality food, and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWars. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. Whatever you do, get prepared and get ready because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com right now while you still can. Suburbs next, says the Soros-funded operative in Minnesota.
It's real bogus. They got to get it right. I mean, otherwise, this is going to happen. It ain't nothing left here. So when we start coming to the suburbs, when we come to the government center, then what y'all going to do? You see what I'm saying? So, hey, that's just what's going to happen, you know?
I want to be clear in how I characterize this. This is mostly a protest. It is not generally speaking, unruly. But fires have been started, and there's a crowd that...
So it's not unruly. And they did burn down the police department. And the media is all out there. We know Soros is publicly funding it. That's now major Gateway Pundit articles. Candace Owens covering. We got the original documents that are just total smoking guns for the White House, where Soros is funding these plans going back years ago. And Tim's a friend of mine. He's been in the Army and the Marines and Blackwater and the Austin Police Department and done a federal stuff, everything else. And he works around here with us some. And he said, you know, I'm ready to go on air, even though he doesn't go on air a lot. So he's here to talk about this. So many questions, so many things surrounding Minneapolis arresting officer Floyd worked together at a restaurant, at a nightclub as bouncers. A lot of weirdness, but without getting into that story up front, just in general, the police evacuating, the mayor saying we deserve this. Clearly, the left is trying to initiate this and incubate this in a leftist city, I think, for a larger event. So we wonder what's after the COVID-19 hoax. I think it's burn, baby, burn, a replay of the 60s.
Absolutely. I think that if you follow this, the playbook is the exact same thing we saw with Michael Brown, with Trayvon Martin, with so many different incidences that have occurred. There's an initial narrative that's set. They want to keep that narrative going no matter how many news stories come out disputing that narrative afterwards. They go with the initial narrative and they stoke the fears. They stoke the hate. They try to create a racial divide and make these incidences about race. And some are, but some aren't. And in this case, there's absolutely zero proof or evidence that I've seen that would indicate that this case has anything to do with race.
Well, go over that, because we talked last night, this morning, what the officer's doing is not a recognized normal technique. I mean, it's obviously something's wrong there, but the point is that now we know they work together, things really get weird from that point on.
Yeah, and that just shows, right? I mean, the first thing that everybody saw, obviously, is a white officer kneeling on a black suspect's neck for an extended period of time, okay? It was hard for me to watch. It's hard for anyone to watch. All my police officer friends that I've talked to have all expressed outrage at the technique and the way it was applied, okay? Now, it becomes cloudy when you look at the Minneapolis use of force policy and you realize that they teach that. They teach that.
And do a document cam shot. Yeah, you and your other officers have never heard of this. This is crazy.
Right. So what we have here, we have the Minneapolis, City of Minneapolis use of force. We printed that out today under Section 5-311, use of neck restraints and chokeholds. Okay, then it goes into the definition. So a neck restraint is defined a non-deadly force option defined as compressing one or both sides of a person's neck with an arm or leg without applying direct pressure to the trachea or airway front of neck. Only sworn employees who have received training from the MPD training unit are authorized to use neck restraints. The MPD authorizes two types of neck restraints, conscious neck restraints and unconscious neck restraint, which I've never even heard of a police department teaching a unconscious neck restraint.
What does that mean?
Well, so that's, they go into the definition. A conscious neck restraint, the subject is placed in the neck restraint with intent to control and not to render the subject unconscious by only applying light to moderate pressure. A unconscious neck restraint, the subject is placed in a neck restraint with the intention of rendering the person unconscious by applying adequate pressure. So it's taught. It's taught in the Minneapolis Police Department.
Have you ever heard of that?
In MMA, you know, it's very
who,
rare.
You need to find out who is. They taught the cops to choke people.
Yeah, that's absolutely
right. I mean, folks,
if
you don't know, a lot of times you can knock somebody out in 5 seconds, but about 1% of the time they die. This dude's on him for like 5 minutes. So, again, these idiots were taught this.
They were. At least it appears they were. Now, we don't know if this particular officer
sure, but
went
you've
through
got the documents that they're
absolutely
teaching potentially lethal force stuff and calling it non-lethal.
Yes. That technique is sat there and taught at the Minneapolis Police Department.
Because, you know, you said I was right yesterday. You were listening to the show. Even in a lot of different agencies, you never heard of this. We're like, yeah, you don't put your knee on somebody's carotid artery.
No. No.
So,
yeah. And especially, you know, we talk about some of the things that we know come along with this, right? We know since the 1990s, police departments have been trained to look for the dangers of positional asphyxia, to look for the dangers of excited delirium, right? We know that when people use drugs, when people use alcohol, and they go through the stress of an arrest and the stress of being restrained, that excited delirium is a possibility, right? And that excited delirium can wind up killing that person if they remain restrained and without
novice a panic attack.
Yes, that's basically, yeah. So the heart starts beating, the heart increases at such a rate that finally they wind up having a cardiac arrest. If you look at the 2016 death of Tony Tempa in Dallas, that's exactly what the coroner ruled killed him. If you look at
this video there right there.
Right, exactly, right? So you see here the officer is not placing his knee on the neck, but instead in the shoulder blade, right? Most agency would say, okay, that's acceptable, right? But then the paramedics give him a sedative to try to calm him down. In just like in this case with Mr. Floyd, this person was saying, I can't breathe, I'm having trouble breathing. The officers didn't take him serious. They laughed about it. But the coroner in the autopsy ruled that it was a homicide and that the victim died of a sudden cardiac death due to the toxic effects of cocaine and the stress associated with physical restraint. Right.
So it's like a rabbit dying when you, you know, he just died of, he died of being scared.
Right. So we see this for 20 years now, we've known that this is a possibility. And to me, the disturbing part of the George Floyd video is that the officer doesn't seem to recognize, wait a minute, this guy could be experiencing the symptoms of excited delirium. Even if he's not, we need to at least in law enforcement be on the lookout.
Well, the difference is it's not hands pushing the guy down his back.
Right.
His knee's on the neck.
Sure, which exasperates and even let's say for a second. Let's say that the pressure applied was that the blood flow wasn't cut off from the brain, right? Let's just say for a second that the pressure was light enough that it didn't stop the blood flow. But what causes excited delirium is not just necessarily the actual physical actions of the officer. It's what that person who's handcuffed on his stomach is perceiving. So if he perceives that he is
and he
struggling
said, you're
for
killing
blood.
Me. You're killing
right.
me.
And that's what I'm saying. That induces the panic. That increases the panic. And at that point, in my opinion, he should have been placed in a recovery position.
But I ask the question, why did they just taser him? You see the cop there with a taser.
He did. At least one officer that I saw on the scene did have a taser. You know, it's controversial. And again, some people feel that tasers work in situations where
I'd rather be tased than some cop with his knee on my neck.
Sure. But again, talking about if you look at the 911 call, right, the caller who made the 911 call requesting the police to come to the scene said specifically that they believe that George Floyd was drunk and not in control of himself, right? The quote says, we tell him to give us their phone to put things back and everything, and he was also drunk and everything, and returned to give us our cigarettes back so he can go home, but he doesn't want to do that, and he's sitting on his car because he is awfully drunk and he's not in control of himself. This is what the 911, this is what the person who called 911 told the dispatcher. So it's possible in that case, if that information was relayed to police, that they felt perhaps maybe tasing him wouldn't be effective. Sometimes when people are on drugs or alcohol, they don't necessarily...
Sure, I get all that. My whole point is, the cops didn't just randomly go grab this guy. I'm not defending what they did. I'm saying this isn't some big master plan to kill the black dude.
No, no. And I don't even believe right now that there's enough evidence or enough facts to show that race played a factor here.
Well, now that you have that the city trains this MMA crap, now we know it's the city that's liable. This is big news, folks. We'll be right back.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. you should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract is got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Jones, your host. We've got Tim E. here with us. And I meant to cover this yesterday. I'll do it now. You remember the mass riots and looting after Muslim cop Muhammad Noor shot Justine Damond, who was visiting from Australia, point blank in the chest in Minneapolis for no reason in front of witnesses? Do you remember all that? And it took over a year for him to get charged. I don't care if she was black or white. It's wrong. The guy's a crazy person. And we have the footage right here. Where are the riots there? People know mistakes are made. We know police aren't angels. They're just like us. As long as they get charged or do something wrong, that's the issue. Why is the media then pushing this? Because it's all they've got. By the way, the police officer that kneeled on George Floyd's neck and appears to have killed him was just taken into custody and is about to be charged. That news is breaking right now. Former officer Derek Chauvin, if you pronounce that right, arrested for death of George Floyd. Turns out the two work together. I'm not defending the guy. I don't want a black guy to die or a white guy to die. The point is, why would you, Tim, like you said, we talked yesterday about this, we talked today. You've got tons of training, your firearms instructor, armor, all of it. You've never seen this training. Everybody knows you don't put a knee on the carotid artery. Now we learn it's an authorized training. So my big takeaway is not defending this guy. But if the official training is that, it should stop of the leftist city. What type of weird coup do you have? I think this is MMA, where you choke somebody out in 5 seconds in an arrest situation. To me, that's the big takeaway here, Tim.
Yeah, absolutely. And what's baffling to me is if you look at the LAPD as far back as the mid-1990s, that's when they did away with their chokehold. This was mid-1990s.
That was huge news, I remember.
That was huge news at the time because they were having so many deaths during the arrest.
Like you said, the average healthy person is not going to die from being choked out, but if you've got heart problems, you're on drugs,
absolutely.
You're dead.
Absolutely exasperates the condition, absolutely.
So, but, I mean, I don't mean to hype this up to defend the cop. I'm not defending him. He was trained to do that. You've got it right there.
Well, the Minneapolis Police Department trains that. It's going to be remain to be seen whether he took that training or was specifically trained in that. But definitely that they train a number of their officers in this technique. That is
why would they bring that back?
I don't know. I really can't fathom why they felt like this would be a good technique to use when there's so many other options out there.
Well, anybody that's ever been in any street fighting knows you don't start choking people out till you're getting your ass beat. I mean, it's a dangerous thing to do.
Well, and again, with the guy already being handcuffed, right, if we're talking about he's just refusing transport, like he doesn't want to be allowed to be put in the police car or whatever the case may be, it appears, at least from the facts that I saw, that EMS had been called. So that at this point now, the police are simply waiting for EMS to arrive to check this guy out. And why you would have to apply a neck pin this entire time while you're waiting for EMS to arrive is baffling.
By the way, explain that to the average person out there that doesn't know. The average police don't want to kill people who have problems.
Absolutely not.
You don't want to go to jail.
No.
You don't want to get sued.
No.
You don't want to.
Absolutely
like,
not.
Like the average white cop, especially, if it's anything, the study shows slow roll. Like, yeah. Don't respond to black areas.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you talk to any cop out there, if they're honest, they're the last person who want to do something that's going to get them thrown in jail because, quite frankly, they know they're not going to do well in jail. They're not the most popular people in jail. So there's a big incentive to do things the right way, right? And I think that most people that come into law enforcement with the right reasons, and that is to help people. That's why I came in. That's why all my friends that I know came in. We want to make a difference, and we want to help out. So it's troubling when we have bad apples, but as in any profession, we're going to have those bad apples.
But let's shift gears away now. The left's hyping this. The mayor says everybody deserves this. They're burning down the black neighborhoods. Now they're saying we're going into everybody's neighborhood. They are now saying we're going to get the cops. You know you're going to see a string of cops getting shot randomly around the country. What about the crime being committed there and the left funding this and hyping this? Because now we move on past the officer. We know that they were trained in this. It's wrong. It should be changed. What's going to happen next, though?
Well, I believe that's a complete failure of leadership. When you encourage people to go out and loot and steal and rob and commit crimes, it doesn't matter what the justification is. It's wrong.
And by the way, roll the footage, though, of the police evacuating the precinct. And I mean, I can't even second guess that. Are they supposed to shoot people that are throwing Molotov cocktails? I mean, but that keeps happening. The whole country collapses.
Sure. And that's why they're in a really, really difficult position right now, because quite frankly, if they react too harshly, it's going to increase the riots. If they don't react harshly enough, more properties burn down. So either way, it puts the police in a terrible position right now, and the leadership right now is failing the police. The Minneapolis leadership, the state leadership, is 100% failing those officers.
But I mean, look at this. It's white guys, black guys, Hispanic guys strutting around, running the police. Then they burn the police department down, which is the city infrastructure.
Right.
I mean, this is like total thug idiocy.
Sure, absolutely. And here's what we see, right? The reason they feel emboldened to do this is because these people who are doing this right now, they watched the Ferguson protest. They watched that police allow that to happen. So with each incident like this, the rioting becomes quicker and quicker and quicker and more intense.
And Americans need to get this. Globalists, the Chinese government, it's in the news, are funding this to break us down. They're bad cops. Great, go after them politically, whatever. This is a plan to bring us down, folks. Discredit the dollar, bring the whole stock market down. So the people that are involved in this, you're not fighting the man burning down an empty police department with a bunch of liberal police. This has happened because these are liberal cities where half the police believe your BS.
Absolutely, I agree with that.
So what else in closing, Tim, is going to happen, you think?
Well, now I think, obviously, this is the first officer charged. I think some additional officers may be charged for failing to.
The Asian guy that watches it?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty clear in their policy, in their use of force policy, they write it out that officers who see a suspect being mishandled or mistreated in any way have a duty under their policy to intervene. So I'm guessing they're probably going to go that route. Whether they'll be successful in that or not remains to be seen.
Well, watching the cop, what about the weirdness of how he knew this guy and they were bouncers?
That is bizarre. Now, I'm hearing two reports. I'm hearing that they overlap shift for years, but then now the owner of that club apparently is backpedaling a little bit and saying, well, there was upwards of sometimes maybe 20 bouncers working there, so she's unsure if they actually knew each other in person or not. But it's hard for me to believe that if their shifts overlap for years at a time, that he wouldn't at least recognize
sure,
them entire
weird.
Thing.
Yeah. What about Austin Police Department actually hosting Justice for George Floyd events? I don't think this is going to go too well.
That's very troubling. Again, not enough facts have come out, right? And I get it, right? They're trying to do damage control, even here in Austin, even though the incident didn't take place here. They want to do damage control. But I think, again, it's a mistake on the part of Austin's leadership, including the chief, to sit there and basically make insinuations that we don't have all the facts on yet. And that's troubling.
It's dangerous because we know the overarching plan, we have the documents, is to cause a civil war, race war. Of course, there's real stuff going on. There's real wrongs. We're 350 million people. There's all sorts of wrong going on.
Absolutely, yeah.
And so you don't just take one wrong and then burn the country down because of that.
Yeah. It's inexcusable. Two wrongs don't make a right, and all the looting and robbery and everything else that's taking place right now is not going to bring George Floyd back. In fact, in my opinion, it dishonors his memory.
Well, even his girlfriend says, don't do this.
Right.
He would never.
His brother as well, yeah. Everybody's been speaking out about it and saying, please stop.
But CNN acts like the looters are the good people.
That's on par for CNN.
All right, Tim, powerful interview. Thank you so much. Coming up, we've got lawyers and experts in studio to talk about Trump's action against big tech. Stay with us.
Memorial Day is here. It's one of the biggest sales of the year. Now, we were already running a huge sale, but we're having to end that one because a bunch of items are selling out. But all the items we have left in stock are still on record sale, and then five items that weren't on sale we got back in stock, they're also massively discounted as well for the Memorial Day special. So here it is. Super Male Vitality, 40% off. Knockout, the Great Sleep Egg, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, hadn't been on sale for almost 6 months. It is 50% off. BioTrue Selenium, 60% off. Chill Forge, it's incredible. 60% off. And you've got all these other items on sale as well until they sell out. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 to get these items and take advantage of this mega sale Memorial Day. Again, thank you all for watching. We appreciate your support, your financial support, but it's also supporting you and your family with amazing products that are so good for you and your body. Again, thank you all for your support. We are all in this together.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space.
Here's what the Attorney General just had to say yesterday about the move against big tech's bullying and suppression of speech in America.
And again, we're going to be doing this. We're also going through Congress. Well, as you mentioned, Mr. President, one of the things that I found has the broadest bipartisan support these days is the feeling that this provision, Section 230, has been stretched way beyond its original intention, and people feel that on both sides of the aisle. This was adopted 25 years ago to protect the fledgling industry, and its purpose was to allow websites that were serving as essentially bulletin boards for diverse third-party content coming on to say that you're not responsible for the content of that third-party information. And it also tried to encourage these companies to take down things like child pornography or human trafficking advertising and things by saying if you act to remove this kind of objectionable material, you won't be liable for taking it down. Now it's been completely stretched to allow what have become really behemoths who control a lot of the flow of information in our society to engage in censorship of that information and to act as editors and publishers of the material. So when they put on their own content, like fact-check content onto other people's content, and when they curate their collection, and when they start censoring particular content, including in many cases at the direction of foreign governments like communist China, they become publishers, and they shouldn't be entitled to the same kind of shield that was set up earlier. Now, this executive order is a very strong step toward addressing this problem. It sets up a rulemaking procedure that will eventually be under the FCC to try to get back to the original interpretation and understanding of Section 230. It also empowers the Attorney General to work with state attorneys general to come up with model legislation that addresses this at the state level. And we're preparing federal legislation, which we will be sending over shortly for review at the Office of Management and Budget. So this is an important step to get back to the original understanding. You know, there's a bit of a bait and switch that's occurred in our society. These companies grew because they held themselves out as public forums, as free public forums where a variety of voices and diverse voices could come on and be heard. That's how they grew. That's how they attracted the eyeballs. That's why people joined them. But now that they have become these very powerful networks of eyeballs, now that they've grown by holding themselves out as free public forums, they've now switched, and they are using that market power to force particular viewpoints. And that's wrong, and it has to be addressed not only through this executive order, but I think litigation going forward, and by further action on Capitol Hill.
Mr. President, do you have any questions for the Attorney General?
Yes, actually, I do. Mr. Attorney General, not only have you been against Section 230, and the President has been against Section 230, the Vice President has said he's against Section 230. Do you believe that the executive order that the President is about to sign in any way repeals or amends Section 230?
No, it doesn't repeal Section 230, and I'm not against Section 230 if it was properly interpreted and properly applied, but it's been stretched, and I don't know of anyone on Capitol Hill who doesn't agree that it's been stretched.
Does that make me crazy?
I think this will help get back to the right
track. Possibly. All right, we've got David Knight, host of the David Knight Show here on the InfoWars Network, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central every weekday morning. We got Robert Barnes, famous constitutional lawyer, host of the specialty show we've been doing, that is American Countdown, weeknights 7 to 9 p.m. Central here at InfoWars.com on the radio and TV satellites as well. Huge attempts to cause racial division and race war. We'll get to that next hour. I'll also try to open the phones up. But while we've got these gentlemen here with us, up front, how big is this move by Trump? Is he actually doing something? Does his announcement with his executive order have teeth? David Knight's an engineer, but a great researcher. He's got his research. Yeah, he thinks, yeah, if it gets enforced, yes. Robert Barnes has been advising, I know, the Republicans and talking to them about what they should do. He's had a chance to see the executive order. We're going to lay out the facts here because this is bigger than just free speech. This is about big cartels together oppressing people, coordinating and surveilling us to engage in the censorship. So it's like breaking and entering. You have to break into somebody's privacy on their private text messages, you name it, now that Facebook's doing, so is YouTube and others. You've got to be surveilling them to commit the robbery of their freedom. So we're going to break it all down here today. First off, constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes, good to have you in studio with us. Is this a toothless attack, or on a scale of 1 to 10, how strong is what Trump and Barr just launched?
It's about a 7. In other words, it's definitely not a toothless attack, because it's more than the rhetoric that's come before. It's more than the promises that have come before. It has specific teeth in that it's going to defund aspects of – it could have gone further in its defunding attempts, but it's going to defund at least any government spending, any federal government spending that involves marketing on any social media engine that is not compliant with the purposes and policies laid out in the executive order. It does do a good job of explaining the legal history and what the intention of Section 230 was. It basically followed the same script we talked about a year ago on here. So it's basically almost identical to what we said.
Even the cases you cited and David cited. I was watching David this morning. I was like, wait, I remember we cited those very cases about Town Square.
Exactly. All this, there's been a competing doctrine out there. There's been four or five different interpretations of Section 230, four or five different arguments about how it should be approached. Ultimately, both Attorney General Barr and the President adopted the one that we made a year ago in various emergency broadcasts from InfoWars last summer. And it's almost an entire replication. It's almost.
Yeah, I don't want to take credit, but I actually had three law firms, send him stuff 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. It's crazy how much it's in line with what we did, but it just shows we did the original research.
Yeah, exactly. And that it was the right argument. It's the right argument from a policy perspective, right argument from a legal precedent perspective, right argument going forward in terms of a persuasion perspective. With the public. So at all those levels, it's the right argument to make. They're explaining Section 230 was meant to be for if you're providing the platform in the public square, not controlling who it is that's publishing content in the public square, that's who is supposed to be given broad scale.
And we're going to go over all of it. He also hits the bait and switch how, oh, we're open, we're free. And then they say, the key is they say we're not censoring while they got it in place. That's also fraud. David Knight.
Yeah, and as we see the pushback from people like Judge Napolitano, people like Mike Lee, why not look at this?
Nothing against Napolitano.
Yeah. No, nothing against Napolitano.
But he's totally compromised.
Yeah, but well,
listen. Yeah. We can end this all right now with Napolitano. So Napolitano doesn't even count.
Well, it's not just, I say that because, Napolitano and Lee are making the same arguments that I've seen from the Cato Institute, from the Heritage Institute. A lot of these people are saying,
the talking points we see.
Right. They're saying this is a private corporation. They can do whatever they want.
No, they can't.
This is not a competition between their private rights and my private rights, because when we start talking about the 230, Section 230, I think the best analogy I can think of is when we go back and we look at what happened in the Great Depression. When we came up with FDIC insurance to insure deposits, we also had restrictions on what the banks could do. And we said with the Glass-Steagall Act, you cannot then continue to participate in risky speculative investments. You've got to diverse these two things, right? And so what we're allowing them to do is the same thing that we allowed the big banks to do when we removed the Glass-Steagall Act protection in 1993. And we know what happened with that, right? It wasn't
they're allowed to be on both sides. Well, yeah. Here's another example. Big Pharma has merged with Big Tech. And so now how are they allowed to control reviews of drug companies they own?
Yeah, with great
so many ways to skin this cat.
I would just say one thing. With great immunity comes great responsibility, right? That's the bottom line. They can't get immunity and not have any responsibility to be a fair
Exactly. They wouldn't have gotten away with any of this if they hadn't grown slowly and been given immunity. But now it's either the government is going to be ruled by big tech or the people are going to take control of the government and rule big tech. We're back with Robert Barnes, David Knight. I'm Alex Jones. This is historic information we're about to cover as Trump finally, hallelujah, takes on big tech. You asked for it, you're getting it. It's a bold move. I agree with Barnes. A 7 on a 10 scale. This is very well measured.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
I remember about a year ago, Atlantic Monthly, put out by the leftist arm of the CIA, said, Trump's a joke. He'll never stand up against Ukraine Gate. He's going down. And I remember Brennan and Clapper and all the rest of them being up on national TV. Saying, don't worry, he'll be gone in 2017. He'll be gone in 2018. Well, now Twitter has little to fear for Trump. Yahoo Finance, he has nothing he can do. When they're breaking the basic laws of America, the basic confines that they're surveilling us, they're working in concert, they're election meddling, they're lying about how they suppress us to Congress. It's on every front. They believe they were untouchable. So like a fish on a line, they've run out 1,000 feet, but they're out of line. So we got to either cut the line and let them win, or they're exhausted, reel them in, So what is Robert Barnes, constitutional lawyer? What is the historic moment we're at? Am I wrong or am I right? And what does Trump need to do right now than David Knight?
Well, it's very equivalent to what the big trust positions were in the late 19th, end of the 19th century, like the railroads were. These are companies that have grown up never facing consequences ever. They've never faced any consequences in the court of public opinion, never faced any consequences in the court of law. And the net effect of that is you're seeing their arrogance is extraordinary. Because we were talking about it last year, that the president was sending the message that he intended to do this. He was starting to accelerate his
And they're like, you'll never do it. You'll never do it.
And now when he does do it, what do? They double down today. Twitter's trying to ban various of his posts or block them or say even more salacious.
Get where that leads? It's like asking for it.
It's because it's a kid who's been completely spoiled, totally protected. He's now out on the playground and he thinks nothing bad's going to happen because mommy's going to have his back.
A six-year-old beating up a three-year-old sister, he's finally on the playground. He's always gotten away with it. He's about to start a fight with an eight-year-old.
Exactly. And he thinks because he's never faced consequences before, he won't face any consequences now. What you were just talking about, one of the most important parts of the executive order was finally using the Federal Attorney General Department of Justice power with the states to go after
them. You always said that, coordinate.
Exactly. And to go after them in particular on the fact that they lied.
So what was that meeting last year in Omaha with Barr? And all 50 attorney generals.
It was to build this. And the goal is to go after them, not just on antitrust grounds, but what I always thought was the best argument, I initiated this against Twitter 2 years ago, was to go after them on consumer protection grounds because they lied to get their monopoly power.
Exactly. It was false advertising.
Exactly. They promised everybody.
Everybody used their advertising money to promote Twitter, Facebook, Google. Absolutely. I mean, we did as well. We spent millions. I probably spent $20 million. People go, oh, you make all this money. Yeah, we spend it to get the word out.
And not only that, you brought millions of people to those platforms. And it was, how does YouTube get so many people?
Over 10 years, we looked it up, over 20 million. And they just stole that amount of promotion.
Yeah.
We paid for all of that. We sent our people there.
Exactly. And that they monetized those individual subscription service. So they lied to get their monopoly. They should be nobody's asking them to be treated any differently than any other private company. In fact, it's just the opposite. They should be treated like every other private company that lies.
When you buy an ad in the phone book, you buy a phone number, that's yours. So all these companies, from restaurants to bars to cleaning places to salons to clothiers to farms, you buy ads, you run them, you think it's your URL. They're like, no, it ain't your URL. We're taking that, David.
That's right. And that's the question I have for you, Robert, is why didn't they use the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, instead of the FCC? Because we're talking about tortious interference. We're talking about, you know, unfair business practices.
I think he talked about using other agencies.
Yeah, it's a threefold approach. So one is they're using the FCC for regulatory purposes to change the rules. They're using the FTC to go after them on consumer protection issues. But FTC is technically independent. So they can't really, the president can't really require them to take action. He can only request it. That's why they went to the third step, which is to use the U.S. Attorney General with the state attorney generals, because the states have much more powerful consumer protection.
And he's green-lighting the state attorney generals that have used. You do it the way we want, the feds won't block you.
Oh, in fact, he's saying...
So he's turning the states loose.
In fact, he's ordering it to be done. So part of the executive order is that the state attorney generals with the U.S. attorney general will use the consumer protection laws of the states to go after big tech that's been violating their promises if they keep violating
And then
promises.
Twitter responds by banning a bunch more of his tweets.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're stepping it up. And I think that's part of their strategy. I think that's probably the weakest thing about this is the fact that they're going to say... This, and you know they're going to say this, whether it's true or not. They're going to say, you're just doing this simply because you don't like me, right? And you've singled me out. And so I think they're trying to goad him into doing that to a greater extent by what they did today about the tweets about Minneapolis. You know, before they said, well, we're going to fact check you. Today what they did was they said, they completely covered it up and said, this is hateful, it's provoking violence and so forth. We'll let you see it in the public interest, but we're going to completely cover up this tweet. I think they're trying to poke him into even more things. But
no,
when we talk about this, these two Supreme Court decisions that they've got, and they're both unanimous decisions, and they're fairly recent, and this second one, this out of California, the Pruneyard Shopping Center case,
yes,
right? What they're talking about, laying the groundwork there, what the Supreme Court said was that the states must protect your individual liberties according to the Constitution, but they can go further. And that's correct. And then
well, that's where I wanted to. That's why I'm going to shut up next segment and let you guys host the next segment. I'll be in there literally in the corner drinking coffee, but it's kind of fun for me to bow out sometimes so I don't interrupt. Let's go into precedent, because I heard him mention a bunch of cases this morning when I was exercising on the bike trail, hiking for like an hour. I was listening to David, and everything was cases you'd brought up. And as a layperson, it's like, this is fundamental. This is decided. Right. Like we're not like striking out here saying what they're doing they shouldn't be allowed to do. We know that this is classically fraudulent what they're doing, but they try to bamboozle Trump and the media and the culture that what Trump's doing is outside of regular behavior, then they could somehow really set a precedent that this is allowed.
So there's really two different sets of precedents. One's out of California, and all of these companies, of course, are based out of California. So that's the Prunier doctrine that David was just mentioning. And what that is, it says, look, if you effectively control or monopolize a public square, then you're under the same requirements of First Amendment obligations as if a public entity controlled that public square. And so Pruneyard was a private mall, and they said the public parts of the private mall had become a public square in that local community, and even though a private mall owned that space, they could not discriminate on First Amendment grounds from political activities such as circulating petitions or circulating pamphlets inside the public part, the public square part of that private mall. They could ban it from the retail stores, but not from the public parts of it. The U.S. Supreme Court approved the California court's ability to do so, and yesterday that was one of the two decisions recited by Attorney General Barr and the president inside their executive order. Now, the U.S. Supreme Court has not gone that far. Originally, they did. Originally, they said if a company town owned the public square, then that company town was obligated to abide by First Amendment obligations. They were asked to similarly extend the First Amendment to private monopolies over the public square, and they backed off from doing so. Now, the question has always been, is my view, the Prunier doctrine is good doctrine. It would not apply to every little mom-and-pop company. So you have people like Ben and Shapiro.
But anybody that sets up their own corporate town, where it's like a big building and it's got a big square, and it's bringing you in as a human event.
It's a string that attaches to you if you decide to seek and obtain monopoly power over part of the public square. That's it. If you decide to, it would not apply to everyone.
If you build a city, it's got a public square. Human rights apply.
Exactly. That's it. First Amendment applies if you decide to control the public square. Because
all right, guys, come back and cover this. I'm going to give you both the floor for at least two segments to take over here. And I'm going to be here watching. Then we'll go into the next hour and take calls and a lot more. Don't forget, only reason we're still on air is because you don't do all your shopping in Amazon or Walmart or Target. I'm not even attacking those formats. Just, we've got great products, books, films, T-shirts, water filtration, air filtration, non-GMO heirloom seeds, survival gear, high-quality durable food now available. You see all this unrest and craziness? I told you, it's going to get crazier in the future. Prepare for the worst, hope for the best, but get your products at InfoWarsStore.com. Now's the time to get durable food. This is the end of the Big Mega Sale. It's been going for 2 weeks, and we're so close to selling out everything. We've already sold out of a bunch. I just said 60% off, biggest sale in over a year, because things are so crazy. Super Male Vitality, 60% off. Knockout Sleep Aid Support. A lot of these are right at cost, 60% off. Brain Force Plus, 60% off. Biotree Selenium, 60% off. Chill Force, 60% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 60% off. Survival Shield X2, 60% off. Emmerich Essentials Hand Sanitizers, 60% off. DNA Force Plus, never before, 60% off. Living Defense Plus, 60% off. Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, 60% off. And we're running out of Enforce Line Vanilla Coconut Protein Bars. Never done 60% off. Real Red Pill, Red Pill Plus. But just to celebrate Trump going after big tech censorship, all the craziness, just to mark where we're at, we are doing the biggest sale we've ever done across the board. But it's a flash sale. I'm coming up here tomorrow to work all day on films and reports and the Bill Gates thing and sites that David's launching. And I'm way behind. Okay, my desk is like this. I think this desk has papers on it. I'm up here like 12 hours tomorrow, and you got my commitment that we're going to fight hard for you. You fight hard for us to spread the word and pray for us and buy the products. These are great game-changing products. InfoWarsStore.com. Get them today. All right, gentlemen. You're going to take over the next two segments. Straight ahead, Robert Barnes, constitutional lawyer. David Knight, they've got their cases. They've got their case law. Folks, it's bigger than free speech. It's bigger than all. It's about cartels surveilling you and controlling what you do and what you say. And then we'll look more with both these gentlemen when I come back in 15 minutes after I leave. We're going to, with both of them, look at the riots, the next move towards race war, and how we stop it. Straight ahead. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.